This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The leaders of the U.S. states of Colorado, Mississippi, Montana, and Tennessee allowed some businesses to resume operations Monday after periods of shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. They joined the states of Georgia, Oklahoma, Alaska, and South Carolina in the push to put people back to work and allow residents to get back to some semblance of their pre-coronavirus lives. Health experts are warning against reopening too early, and many state governors have said measures will be in place to protect the public's safety. There are about 980,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the country, with about 55,000 deaths so far. New York State has been hit the hardest, with about 30% of all U.S. cases and deaths. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Sunday that when his lockdown order expires May 15th, parts of the state that have not been as harshly impacted could begin opening construction and manufacturing businesses. After a two-week evaluation period, further easing would be considered. The coronavirus outbreak has taken a financial toll on the world's largest economy. More than 26.5 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the past 5 weeks. That's according to the Department of Labor. On Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill to aid small businesses and hospitals after a previous aid program quickly ran out of money. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson returned to work on Monday after contracting COVID-19 and spending a week in the hospital. He said it was too early to relax Britain's restrictions. Johnson spoke outside his Downing Street office. He said while he understands the impatience and anxiety people feel, relaxing restrictions right now would risk a new wave of death and disease that would further hurt the economy. VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. In a pre-recorded video statement released early Monday, she described Biden as the personification of hope and courage. She cited his experience helping to pass health care reform and the bank bailout of 2009, to argue that he's well-positioned to lead the country amid a global pandemic. Pelosi chose to stay neutral during the Democratic primary process. She repeatedly cautioned the party to keep its eye on the ultimate prize of defeating Republican President Donald Trump in November. All of Biden's rivals in the party have suspended their campaigns or endorsed him, making his coronation this summer at the Democratic convention a near certainty. The Saudi-led coalition engaged in Yemen on Monday urged a leading separatist group that declared self-rule in the south to rescind its move, saying it was an escalatory action at a time all parties should focus on confronting the coronavirus. The move by the separatist Southern Transitional Council threatens to renew conflict between the STC and the Saudi-backed government, nominal allies under the coalition, even as the United Nations tries to secure a permanent nationwide ceasefire over the coronavirus pandemic. Afghanistan civilians continue to die in high numbers, more than 500 in the first quarter of 2020. That's despite the signing of a deal between the United States and the Taliban to end hostilities. And this is all according to a United Nations report released Monday. The report says more than 150 children were killed during the first 3 months of the year. And in addition to the deaths, hundreds of people were wounded. That's according to the quarterly report, which tracks civilian casualties by the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. While anti-government forces, including the Taliban and Islamic State group, were blamed for 55% of the civilian deaths, pro-government forces were blamed for killing more children, mostly due to airstrikes and indirect fire during ground engagements. The UN Human Rights, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging the world's governments to respect human rights during the COVID-19 pandemic. Michelle Bachelet said in a statement Monday that human rights should not be violated under the guise of exceptional or emergency measures. In her words, Bachelet said emergency powers should be used to cope effectively with the pandemic, nothing more, nothing less, and should not be a weapon governments can wield to quash dissent, control the population, and even perpetrate their time in power. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
V- VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.
Yes, 'cause she missed. Ava Max. Her real name's Amanda Cochi, and that is Sweet But Psycho, a song that put her on the map last year. And Ava Max is huge around the world. She's very excited. She posted on Twitter just about a day ago. She said, when this quarantine's over, I miss hugging everyone. I want to hug everyone. I'm Larry London on VOA 1, and you're listening to The Hits. Here's Zara Larsson coming up next with All the Time. From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night, from the breaking of the day to the middle of the night, from the breaking of the day to the middle of the night.
Summertime and I'm caught in the feeling, getting high and I'm up on the ceiling. I don't know what you're doing in New York. All I know is you ain't on my bedroom floor.
Someone to commit to, and that would be okay for me to do. Every conquest I had made would make me more of a boss to you. I'd be a fearless leader, I'd be an alpha type. When everyone believes ya, what's that like? I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. Them coming at me again. Cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man. I'd be the man.
wouldn't shake their heads and question how much of this I deserve, what I was wearing, if I was rude, could I be separated from my good ideas and power moves? And they would toast to me, or let the players play, I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad. If I was out flashing my dollars, I'd be a bother, bother. They paint me out to be bad, so it's okay that I'm mad. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. You know that.
Taylor Swift, The Man, on VOA 1 from her Lover album. Very sad news for all the Swifties that Taylor decided it was best to cancel the entire tour this year. Rather than just announce she's postponing dates, she's canceled everything for 2020 and won't hit the road to tour until 2021. My name is Larry London with Arizona Zervas and Roxanne.
Off of the ground.
Oh, wait.
Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night. Yeah, Roxanne, never gonna love me, but it's alright. She think I'm a player. She keep running back though, only cause I pay her. Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night. Met her at a party in the hills, yeah. She just wanna do it for the thrill, yeah. Shorty drive a poodle with no top. But if I throw this money, she gon' drop. Ay. She don't wait in lines if it's too long. She don't drive the whip unless the roof fall. Only want a car when the cash out. Only take the pick when I dial. She from Malibu, Malibu. If you ain't got a foreign, then she laugh at you. Malibu, Malibu. Spending daddy's money with an attitude. Roxanne, Roxanne, Roxanne. All she wanna do is party all night. She think I'm a player. She keep running back though, only cause I pay her. Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night.
I just wanna have fun.
In LA, yeah, got no brakes, yeah. Living fast, Ricky Bobby shaking bass, yeah. See the chain, yeah, it's a late, yeah. Swipe the chase, ooh, now she wanna date, yeah. Straight in Nobu, on the coast, ooh. Shorty only like, yeah, snapping all up on the grandmas, going crazy. Now she wants to walk me in the foreign, going hey. I'm from Malibu, Malibu. If you ain't got a foreign, then she laughs at you. Malibu, Malibu. Spending daddy's money with an attitude. Roxanne, Roxanne. All she wanna do is party all night.
Thank you.
The Hits on VOA 1.
Can I tell you something just between you and me? When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as it can be. And I need you here with me. When you lift me up, I know that I'll never fall. I can speak to you by saying nothing at all. Every single time I find it harder to breathe. 'Cause I need you here with me every day. You're saying the words that I want you to say. There's a pain in my heart and it won't go away. Now I know I'm falling in deep. 'Cause I need you here with me.
You said I never regretted the day that I called you.
Chainsmokers Bebe Rexha, Call You Mine. Chainsmokers announced in February they were taking a break from social media for a little while. And then in April, they posted a Live at Coachella performance on their website, which was recorded back in 2016. Since this year's Coachella Festival, unfortunately, has been postponed until November. Not sure if it's going to get canceled completely. This is VOA 1 and the hits.
I do my head toss. Check.